The jury that will decide the fate of Senator Ted Stevens has been chosen. Today, 16 people, 12 jurors, and 4 alternates were selected in U.S. District Court. The jurors won't find out until the end of the trial who the alternates are. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The 16 residents of the District of Columbia will decide whether Stevens is guilty of lying on his Senate financial disclosure forms. Some of the jurors had never heard of the senator, a big difference from Alaska, where Stevens wanted the trial moved. There are 9 African-American women, 3 African-American men, 1 Hispanic man, and only 3 white jurors, 2 women and 1 man. That's also a change from Alaska, where less than 4% of the population is black. Among the jurors' ranks are a third-grade schoolteacher, an employee of the Navy, a man who works in drug rehabilitation, a bookkeeper for the D.C. National Guard, and a woman who compiles data on wiretaps. Government prosecutors plan to play wiretapped conversations during the trial, but the juror said she had no experience conducting wiretaps and only worked with statistics about them. Half of the group has served on juries before, and half have family or friends in law enforcement. That question came up because numerous law enforcement officers, like FBI agents, are expected to testify. Jury selection wrapped up Wednesday afternoon after a day and a half spent screening people. 66 were questioned by the judge and lawyers about their ability to be fair and impartial. 36 of them were found fit to serve. Senator Stevens attended jury selection, arriving Wednesday morning with his lawyers in a white van with dark windows that pulled right up to the courthouse entrance. He walked in with one of his daughters. The senator listened to the jury selection process and sat with his lawyers as they pored over the jury paperwork and decided who they would bump. The defense team was allowed to dismiss a dozen jurors, and the government could call 8, all without cause. Among those the judge said were qualified to serve but were bumped by either the defense or prosecution, an employee of telecom company Verizon who has worked with one of Stevens' former top aides, a volunteer with the American Civil Liberties Union, and a security guard at the courthouse. After the jury went home, the court still had work to do. Stevens' lawyers are pushing for access to information about the company that bought Veeco, CH2M Hill. They want to know if Veeco CEO Bill Allen was given a promise by the government that the company would be protected from prosecution if he became a witness. Lawyers for CH2M Hill don't want to turn the information over. Opening statements in the trial will start Thursday morning. Each side will have about an hour and 15 minutes to lay out their case. Then the government says it plans to call 3 witnesses, including the engineer for Veeco, who designed the addition to Stevens' Girdwood home. The house renovation is among the gifts prosecutors allege Stevens lied about. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.